This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. It's the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric, and I am honored to be joined by Ariana Gonzalez. How are you?
Good. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well. It's nice to have you here. So we are sitting here in my office, and I am really excited to introduce you, the community, to this young lady. She's sitting here because she actually won the Community Impact Award at our Success Awards. Does that still make you a little nervous or like goofy when I say that?
Yes. I mean, every single time like it's brought up, I'm like, I guess.
I think it's really cool, and I think it's very deserved that you won that award. We're going to talk to her about that award. We're going to talk to her about what she's doing, because she's actually working for a different organization that when she won the award. But we're going to hear just a little bit about the story of a young woman that that grew up here too, and gets to tell us. So, take me back. Where were you born? No.
Frisco, actually.
Was it Frisco?
It was Frisco.
Oh, no. Your Summit County podcast is over.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll move back there and get old over there.
But you're a mountain girl, huh?
Yeah, mountain folk.
Okay.
But yeah, I grew up there, I mean, for a little bit, but I moved around a lot and eventually was here.
Landed here in Eagle County, huh?
Yep.
And so you went to school here in Eagle County. Tell me about your experience. Which school did you go to?
I went to a couple different schools, actually. I went to Avon Elementary, HPS for a little while, and then Berry Creek and high school at Battle Mountain.
You were a Battle Mountain girl, absolutely. Yes. Which is going to come into the play in the story later on. That's a spoiler for what's mm-hmm. happening. So how was the experience at Battle Mountain?
It was good. I mean, I really enjoyed my my 4 years there because of the teachers and the work that I got, the opportunities I was given, and all the connections with the teachers and, you know, people in the community and the exposure of opportunities. And I feel like that was really special and what made me keep working here.
That's awesome. When did you graduate?
2021.
This is a honest podcast too, so you get to, and obviously, you know, you're on the Partnership Podcast, and this is our audience is the business community out there. So, from a Battle Mountain student, a recent graduate of Battle Mountain, how did you see the businesses in there? Was that something like? Do you feel like they were a part of your school experience?
In the the businesses, I feel like sometimes during the career fairs, definitely. Throughout the school year, not really too much. The businesses that I was aware of and did work with a lot were VVP, actually, Vail Valley yeah. Partnerships, and when I was able to be a panelist for another community consciousness series, and so those are the most prevalent, and Youth Power, of course.
Yeah.
There's like equity-focused organizations.
That's cool. So a lot of our nonprofit businesses that that you definitely were involved with, you're one of those stars in the nonprofit community right now that you have sat on some panels. Your name is known. That's why you won the Community Impact Award. You know, you were doing a lot of work. I know, it makes you nervous. I'm sorry to make you blush. You were doing a lot of work back in the day with United Way. And they have gone through quite a bit since then. You've left your position at United Way, and you're somewhere else. We'll get to that in just a minute. But tell me about the experience at United Way.
Oh, man. I mean, I can't stop talking about them. I'm just walking, like, advertisement for them because everywhere I go and every single person I meet, I'm always, like, raving about how wonderful the community is. And Rebecca, CEO, the executive director of the Youth Closet, she's awesome. She's made such a welcoming and comforting environment and just a welcoming space where you can just feel like you're home and everyone's accepted and invited, so yes. It's always so beautiful.
I like that. You're saying all the right words, too. People where people truly belong, and it couldn't be more important than that. I wanted to... Hold on just a sec. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I want to stay on United Way just a little bit because it's one of those things where a lot of people don't know a lot of the different services at United Way. I've done some work with them, and we have at VVP. I call them the nonprofit behind all the other nonprofits a lot because they do a lot of support of other nonprofits, so they're not always in the spotlight. But one of the things that has been in the spotlight lately is the Youth Closet, and obviously with the big move. Tell me what the Youth Closet, what need that serves in the community.
For underserved families, really, doesn't really matter what race or everyone's, like I said, welcomed. So if you do find the need for a jacket for the winter season, diapers, sanitary wipes, things for single moms, all those types of services, usually they connect you to resources. You know, it's just a closet where there's free clothes and
it's as simple as that sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, as simple as that, honestly. And it's shocking to explain because nobody really is like, free clothes? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is that?
Well, we do have different models. There's some giveaways. There's the thrifty store. But you're right. This is absolutely free for members of the community that need it.
Yeah, everyone comes and donates and volunteers. And I guess the cycle just repeats, like everyone. If you come in for like a free hoodie and you just can't believe it, everyone just comes back and like donates whatever clothes they have instead of going to the thrift store.
Yep.
And then the cycle just continues.
Yeah. Actually, we work closely with the thrift store as well, and this doesn't mess with their model at all. This is, there's more than enough to go around in this community. Mm-hmm. There was a big move recently that a lot of people were talking about. So I know, you know, this isn't necessarily your area of expertise, but tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what I heard, I follow the newsletter closely, and I'm always aware of all the updates, like the big updates, and obviously I stayed in contact with Rebecca because I just love her. Her work is amazing, and I love what she does. But, they moved to Eagleville recently. I don't remember.
I know. It's okay. It's the Youth Closet, and it definitely did move from Eagleville. It was in Edwards, and then that space is being taken over by Behavioral Health now, which is also a good thing in our community. So this is like win-win-win-win, but we did find a new spot. Yeah. You don't work for United Way anymore. Thank you for sharing a little bit about that organization, but I want to move on to AmeriCorps because you moved on to AmeriCorps. What was that like when you're like, I love this organization, you keep talking about it, but then you're not working there anymore? Rebecca, who's my close friend, is listening to this going, I want her back.
Sometimes I do want to go back just because I love the community there and I love the team. I work at Battle Mountain now, and I just thought it would be cool to go back to my roots. At first, it wasn't really a intentional move. I was just looking for like a part-time like volunteer thing. Gig, and I talked to Brittany that works at Youth Power, and she's well connected, so I knew like she knew about some sort of volunteer opportunity, and she told me about AmeriCorps, and I didn't know what it was really and what it entailed and how much time it would take out of my schedule and out of my day, and eventually it just became my job because it I got to do, it was kind of an extension of the work I did in high school with equity and a focus on minority and low-income students. So it was cool to go back to working at the school that I went to and being co-workers with my old teachers. So that's kind of weird, but really
fun. I bet that is, yeah. Do you still go in the teacher's lounge? Like,
Oh, yeah. I mean, it feels weird sometimes because, and then I'm like, what am I, this is so weird. Before this was like, I'm not allowed in here, but now now I can come in here, and it just feels, it still feels weird, but.
It does, but are you welcomed back? That's, from the teacher community, just that in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Last year, this is my second year at Battle Mountain, actually, working as a Peak Pathfinder with AmeriCorps, and the first year, there were still a lot of the teachers that were there when I was a student, so it was really cool to go back and introduce myself as kind of staff. At Battle Mountain, but not really, just working there, and it was really, they really were always like surprised, like, oh, this is weird, like, now you're working here.
At least you just have to buy a whole bunch of new t-shirts and things with like a new logo on. You already were totally set up with all the Battle Mountain gear.
Exactly.
You mentioned obviously this is AmeriCorps now, so for those folks that don't know what AmeriCorps is, I mean, is this something like Peace Corps? What's AmeriCorps? I know the answer to that one.
Well, AmeriCorps is kind of like, I guess it's like a state and national program. There's different, I guess, branches. I'm not too well versed on.
No, you're right. It's right. It's the national version. Peace Corps is the international version.
Okay.
And yeah. So some people have some, maybe they've just heard Peace Corps but haven't heard AmeriCorps before. So as an AmeriCorps peak pathfinder, what's your job description? What does that person do?
Well, the simplified version of it is I describe myself as the older sister of the school. So,
I like that.
We provide academic and social emotional support. And since I'm the only bilingual AmeriCorps member, then I get to work with the ELL students and the only Spanish speaking students. So I'm at the school's kind of teaching just normal organizational skill, time management skills, like how to advocate for yourself and how to organize your schedule and how to find those opportunities that are, you know, waiting for you, because there is more out there for you, no matter the barrier, language barrier or anything. You can make a space for yourself anywhere if you just, you know, look for it and get connected with the right people. So
I think that's cool. Yes, connections are all about it. We're all about the connections here at Vail Valley Partnership. Yeah, we like doing that sort of stuff. I know that you're part of an AmeriCorps family that's here. It's not just you, Vail Valley Foundation sponsored. How many different folks for AmeriCorps?
Right now, I think we have... So I know the schools. we have someone at Red Canyon, and we have someone at HPS, Eagle Valley, Eagle Middle School, Berry Creek, and two at Battle Mountain.
That's awesome.
And so we're kind of like integrating the system and integrating like our people in the system, trying to find ways to help those underserved and underrepresented communities with that extra or additional academic and social emotional support in schools.
Yes, this is such a good thing. And, you know, Brittany Kinney and the whole team at VVF being the driving force behind pushing for AmeriCorps here, which is helping so much. You can't give away student names because you have confidentiality, but there's a story. And I haven't prompted her on this, by the way, but there's a story of someone that you've been able to help. There's like one in the back of your head or something. Who's somebody that came into the office or something? Is there one that's popping in your head?
There's a lot.
There's always too many to talk about
there,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's a general problem that that students come in with? Do girls come in with boy problems? Saying the father of a sophomore. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, sometimes it's just as simple as that, but sometimes there are really deep conversations that we have with these students, and we're just... there to support them or listen to them, connect them with whatever resource they need.
There's so much focus on career work that goes on with the AmeriCorps and all the focus that you have in connecting them to the business community and things like that. That's one of the things that I'm excited for the listeners right here, the business community, to start utilizing these AmeriCorps resources and get more connected in that way. You talked a lot about diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging. We have this entire time.
Yeah.
And you have seen this community from a different lens than I have.
Yeah.
So I want our report card as people, and I know it's terrible, like I'm asking you to generalize for the Hispanic population. Like you can't ask me to generalize for the white population, but are we making steps toward more diversity as someone, say like from the beginning of your high school career to where we are now, 5-6 years, where have we moved in that time?
I think we've made positive impact on students like me, obviously, because I wouldn't be here without the community and people working towards that diversity and inclusion. But I think that there are steps taken right now to positively impact the Hispanic and individuals of color community.
No, it's a hard answer. I'm putting you on the spot. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure it's really, it is.
Well, and you're not the only one around the country trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the context for this, or maybe someone who's listening who doesn't live in our area, is that we do have a school district in a community that's roughly split down the middle between a Caucasian population and a Hispanic population. And so, you know, the integration between the two is something that I'm always wondering about. There are a lot of services and a lot of movement that way, but it looks like on the outside, but is it happening on the inside?
Yeah, I think for the most part it is. And school leaders and people in the community are really trying to take that step to support these communities. So I think we're on the right track, and we're aware of everything that's happening, and we're having these conversations. And, you know, it's people like you asking me to, you know, share my story and willing to listen. And I think that's a crucial step towards understanding the needs of these communities and accurately and effectively finding solutions through, you know, this conversation, through input of minority families, minority students, whatever it may be.
Sometimes it's hard to ask these questions, and I appreciate you just saying, like, yeah, keep asking, you know, keep trying. I had someone in a gender situation, you know, where you don't want to say the wrong thing. I had someone tell me once that they said, I don't mind if you make a mistake. I just appreciate that you're trying not to.
Yeah.
And that, exactly. You know, that meant a lot. So, obviously, you know, to all of our, the people out there in radio world, we know why you won this Community Impact Award. It's cool to see the work that you're doing in this community. So I want you to gaze into your crystal ball. And what's your dream? What's your future? What are you going to do in this world? I know. What do you want to be when you grow up? But what impact do you want to make? Or in what, like, area are you, is the dream? Is it continuing in this diversity and equity and venue? And then, I mean, do you open a diversity school? What's the...
definitely is. I do. I mean, I love this type of work. That's why I made such a big move from being involved in the youth closet at United Way to in the schools. And it's because it's why I did it for so long during high school. And devoted my time outside of high school, outside of, like, my school assignments. So I definitely do see a future surround, like, this work, with this work. But I'm not too sure what that entails.
Yeah.
I'm a business major right now, so I'm just trying to. It's a broad, I guess, major, so I can fit myself in whatever nonprofit. And I do, like, want to continue to serve other people and advocate for others who don't feel like they have the voice to do so or don't know how to. So that's kind of what I want to do with my life.
I hope this podcast found somebody at that moment when they were like, oh, I'm worried about the next generation. I'm worried about who we're handing this planet off to. You don't have to be all that worried anymore. Thank you for, I mean, I know it's kind of buttering you up and it makes you blush and stuff, but I appreciate it. And you should hear people say thank you for who you are and what you've done in this community. You faced a lot more barriers than a lot of different people that look like me in this community, and you have come to, what a cool spot. Unfortunately, though, you talk about a life in nonprofit. I've got one of those, too. You're not going to make much money. you okay with that?
I'm not in it.
Oh, wait, no, you're a business major, too, so you can start a business and then.
I mean.
Yeah. We'll find a way to make that work.
My side donut shop.
I like it.
It's all fails.
Thank you for your time today, what you've done for this community, and thank you for just being a true community voice. I get to hear mine all the time, but you have an awesome voice in this community, and I think one that sometimes is underheard, so thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. This is the Partnership Podcast. Bye. Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at valevalleypartnership.com.